I think it was April of 1945, you had the shock of your life.
The shock of my life. We were liberated by the Red Army, and a Russian soldier, who happened to be Jewish, came by the house where we lived, and he says to me, "Your name is Alfred Langer, and you are a Jew." Of course, I denied it. I was kicking and screaming. I said, "No, my name is Stefan Lorik, and I am not a Jew." So anyway, he wanted to take me away. The family didn't want to let go. Some of my relatives thought that maybe they wanted more money. But I truly believe that they, like I say, they grew to love me. But anyway, what happened is that he did take me away.
How old are you at this time when they take you away?
11.
11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Al, how did the Russian soldier know where you lived?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know whether I have the right answer, but some of my surviving relatives who are older than I am, they claim that Kitty, my sister, who was 6 years older than I was, actually went back to Bielsko-Biała, where we were born, and she somehow got the information. Now, that's the closest I can come to an explanation for it, because I wondered about that myself throughout the years.
So she went back to your hometown, learned where you were, and then innocently said it to somebody.
Sent to somebody. Now, how that came about, why this Russian soldier came after me.
Was he nice to you at all?
Yeah, he was pretty nice. He just insisted, you know, that I have to go with him because my name was Alfred Langer and not Stefan Lorik, like I claimed to be. So I had to leave, but that's the closest I can come to an explanation.
Do you have any recollection of the fear? You're taken by this stranger. You're put in a truck. Do you remember any of those moments after your...
No, not the moment. Only I know that I was taken away and wound up in a DP camp, which is displaced persons.
Were you put in that DP camp right away? Is that where he took you?
That's where he took me.
Took you straight through that DP camp?
Yeah.
Did you see Kitty, your sister, immediately, or did it take days after you were there in the DP camp?
I didn't take very long. I couldn't give you a timeline again.
And that's got to be one of the joys in your heart today, that moment.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. She was my only sister, and she survived. But she would never speak of her experiences. They must have been too horrendous. She never talked about it.
What was the age difference?
About 6 years.
She was 6 years older than you.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Kitty.
Kitty. I never spoke about my experiences for about 50 years. Who wants to rehash all that? Until I learned about all those Holocaust deniers who claimed that it never happened. Yet quite a few in the United States and all over the world. So then I decided, well, it's important to set them straight. There are too many of us survivors, and too many documents, captured German documents, because the Germans were proud of what they were doing. That's when I started to speak out, and in fact, now I'm a docent at the Sherwin Miller Museum of Jewish Art. And the main reason I do that is because we have a sizable Holocaust exhibit.